Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. As the day unfolds, a mild breeze graces Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, with warm sunshine casting a pleasant glow over Haifa. With clear skies expected this afternoon, it's an ideal time to enjoy the outdoors. Meanwhile, in Eilat, temperatures rise under the bright sun, promising a warm day ahead. Here are today's headlines. First, in earlier reporting, I-24 News revealed that missiles launched from Lebanon overnight targeted central Israel, with the IDF reporting over 18,000 bombs dropped and 4,000 targets hit during Operation Roaring Lion. Also, from JNS this morning, Prime Minister Netanyahu stated that the IDF campaign in Lebanon will continue with force and precision, while U.S. and Israeli officials clarify that Hezbollah is not part of the Iran ceasefire agreement. Also this hour, Israel Hayom, just in, reports that IDF Chief Major General Eyal Zamir visited southern Lebanon, stating Hezbollah is in shock and emphasizing that the IDF is still actively engaged, not in a ceasefire. Separately, as reported by Forward earlier today, the Iran ceasefire is on shaky ground as the IDF continues operations against Hezbollah in Lebanon, with the Strait of Hormuz remaining closed. And finally, according to JTA from earlier reporting, U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance is set to travel to Pakistan on Friday for talks aimed at achieving a lasting end to the U.S. - Israeli conflict with Iran. Here's what people are saying online. Republican strategist Amanda Maki, posting earlier today, shared insights on what the Iran ceasefire may have prevented in terms of a worst-case scenario. In another post from earlier today, Middle East_24 reported that Lebanese media, citing a source, claimed that IRGC operatives were killed in recent Israeli airstrikes in Beirut. From I24News_EN, also posting earlier, Ruel Gerecht commented that with a long-term ceasefire, Washington is unlikely to aid Iran if protests erupt again. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the missile launches from Lebanon, I-24 News informed us that the IDF's extensive strikes during Operation Roaring Lion aimed to deter further aggression. The scale of the operation underscores Israel's strategic emphasis on neutralizing threats from the north. This development raises concerns about regional stability and civilian safety in both countries. Turning to Prime Minister Netanyahu's statement, JNS highlighted his commitment to maintaining military pressure in Lebanon. This statement reaffirms Israel's stance amidst ongoing tensions and clarifies the exclusion of Hezbollah from the ceasefire. The ongoing campaign poses significant diplomatic challenges for Israel and its allies, particularly in maintaining international support. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom reported on Major General Zamir's presence in southern Lebanon. His remarks on Hezbollah's shock indicate a strategic advantage for Israel, aiming to dismantle threats near its borders. This ongoing military engagement emphasizes the precarious security situation for Israeli settlements. Connecting to the Iran ceasefire, Forward detailed the fragile nature of current negotiations as military actions continue. The Strait of Hormuz's closure remains a critical point of tension affecting global oil supply routes with significant economic implications. On the economic front, first, CTEC reported earlier today that Anthropic restricts access to its most powerful AI model to about 40 companies, including Apple, Google, and others, highlighting the growing influence of AI technology in global markets. Separately, Israel Hayom Business speculated on the potential rise of oil prices to $150 a barrel, which could trigger a global recession. This escalation follows renewed fears of a blockade in the Strait of Hormuz, impacting energy sectors worldwide. And finally, Ynet Business shared news that Afcon secured a $24 million storage deal in Israel, focusing on battery-based storage systems. This move positions Afcon to capitalize on the growing demand for sustainable energy solutions. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.